And welcome back to the Marketing Corner with yours truly, Sean Campbell, and my very esteemed, very handsome. Then thanks for not wearing your glasses today. I could see your eyes today, yeah, John.
I did that just for you.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
You can't deprive us of your eyes.
Those are the lady stunners. We used to call them in high school. So.
The lady stunners.
Yeah. Now me and my wife called them my eyes.
Your eyes. Pastor John McLean, yeah. Executive Director of the Veterans Rescue Mission.
That's true.
Very honorable.
I appreciate it.
Very proud to be a small part of that, John. So
yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, me as well, brother. We all play our part, and definitely even the Marketing Corner, it being kind of a part of everything that we're doing. I feel blessed to have you on the team and be part of your team.
Funny enough,
me and Andreas were just talking about it probably a few hours ago, how just, you know, he and I have been the foundation of our mastermind for so many years, and we definitely feel like you're part of that.
So,
Monday we have a conference call every morning.
Yeah.
And we want to include you in that. So we'll talk about that.
I'm available Monday mornings.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't get up to about 11 or noon.
Well, I'm not going to commit you to anything on air. I'm not going to put you in the hospital like that. But just definitely, that's certainly.
Well, you know, after the show, I go out and, you know, Sunday night, all kinds of stuff to do, right? So I had to recover from the show. That's why I sleep in so late on Mondays.
As you should. You need it. Yeah, absolutely. You're a busy man. Particularly, you have a lot of accounts you handle. You do a lot of stuff. I've seen so far, even with the work you've done with the Common Good Radio Show, like, you bring a lot to the table.
I certainly appreciate it.
So I can imagine, you know, you're putting in them hours to make sure that what needs to be done gets done.
Yeah. And for the record, I am up at 5 every morning.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't sleep in.
Wild.
That's the way I go.
Wild.
Yeah, I roll.
Yeah. Real man.
Yeah. So we got a good show today.
Yeah.
We had two guests that we have not had on yet.
Mm-hmm.
A good buddy of mine from back in the day, air quotes, everybody.
Back in the day.
Joe and I met. This is a true story. He'll admit it. He stalked me on Instagram.
Okay.
He stalked me on Instagram.
You're fun to stalk. Yeah, for sure. You really are. You have entertaining content that you put out. So
it could be better. It could be better. I'm worried about my clients' content.
That's the perfectionist in you speaking, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. But Joe Zaragoza, owner of Code One Maintenance. They assist people out of the military who were former aircraft mechanics to get their commercial license. And because it's a different, you know, Joe will get into that a little bit more pretty soon. But Joe and I have known each other for a little while. Phenomenal entrepreneur. Phenomenal.
And just a phenomenal guy. I mean, I like a lot of the guests you bring on the show, and why I'm just so, feel so blessed to be your co-host on this show is like I get to meet all these amazing people that are part of your network that I've yet to meet. And Joe being one of them, an Air Force vet himself, just a real solid guy, definitely kind of stoic gentleman.
Stoic. So, we could both like fit firmly on each one of his biceps too.
Oh yeah, if really sure. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, if I'm gonna go out in a dark alley, this is the guy I want next side me to make sure that nobody messes with me. So
how you doing, Joe?
I'm good.
Yeah. Welcome to the Marketing Corner.
Thanks how much? How much do you bench press, Joe?
You know, probably the most I've done is 385.
But the other day he was on Instagram doing a little bit of something.
385. That's a man business right there. 385. Yeah. Just for those who are watching on YouTube, and if you're listening on the radio, go to YouTube, the KVOA page, so you can see Joe and his biceps. Yeah. So you can see what we're talking about, and you see we're not exaggerating.
He's
385. That's real stuff. I remember when I played high school football, to be on the varsity team, you had to be able to bench press at least 225.
Oh, wow.
So just to give our listening audience, they don't have a marker of a big deal, 385. Right. 385 is like...
In high school, I was a very tiny kid. But I lived out in the country, and we had all these hills. So I had this one speed bike. I'd be going up and down these hills. So I developed have strong legs, even though that was a tiny guy. So when I was, you know, middle school to like freshman year, I was squatting about 225.
Interesting.
Even though I was like maybe 100 pounds.
Yeah.
You know, but I've always had strong legs. So
the bench part was definitely actually the weakest part. And
yeah, when you saw that video, I was like, I wonder if I can still got it.
You did. Yeah, you did.
And I was like, yeah, but I'm not going to push myself a little more. So
yeah. And we're both at that age where we're just like, we probably can do some of the stuff that we did younger, but we don't recover as easily. Yeah. And it's like you're saying, it's not like we're not competition. We're not making any money. You don't get anything special. Like, you may feel good about yourself.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
That's all.
2 years ago, I tried to dunk a basketball. That's probably the last time I tried. And I did. I took a little Instagram video of it. And that's the last time I tried because I don't want to hurt myself anymore. Yeah. Like, I sprained my ankle about 3 months ago and It was too much for me. Never again. Yeah, for sure. But I feel like we've just spent this whole first segment just rat-a-tatted.
Talking about Joe's bias.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about Code One. What did I miss?
Yes, we do help with veterans recently transitioning, about to transition, and just guys who are trying to prepare for that transition. So what I noticed in the industry about three, almost 4 years ago, was there was really no awareness about this. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was in the military for 14 years and didn't know anything about this. My entire 14-year career, I didn't know any of it. Mm. It wasn't until about 6 to 10 months that I knew about maintenance certifications that I can take and go on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So then I started working with this one guy who was doing one maintenance certification. And he had a different approach to the business. I just felt like, you know, with the skills that I was developing, that I felt it was my duty, like it was, you know, that like a responsibility now that I need to do this for our military maintainers community.
Nice.
To grow the awareness of it, to grow the awareness of the resources that are available, to grow the awareness of the opportunities out there, because nobody was doing it.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful you say that, because I mean, I tell people that regularly, whether it's, you know, the language of find your calling or your purpose, whatever it may be, but particularly being a veteran, you know, you seeing that, okay, there's being a veteran, I can take this and I can help other veterans, particularly, you know, as we both know, when transition out is an easy one.
No.
And, you know, it's one that if not a lot of veterans have a challenge with, and to be able to fill in that gap is beautiful. Yeah. And I mean, we didn't really talk about it, I don't think, too much before the show, but I actually run a homeless veteran transition program. That's what I do, a tiny house village to locate homeless veterans and get them connected with housing, because in 2015, the VA put out a report that said 22 veterans commit suicide a day. And they've said that number's gone up. So me and you, we do the same work.
Right.
We help people find purpose, help them kind of connect the dots so they don't feel hopeless. So that's beautiful, the work that you do, man.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, there's people who get out and have no clue. You know, we set up a process where we actually sit down and talk to them. We actually ask, hey, what's your goals?
Well, tell people how they can get a contact with you real quick. We're gonna run to break, but let them know how they can get a contact with you.
Probably the best way is email z as in zebra at code1mx.com, one with numeral one, and that would be the fastest way.
Perfect. This is the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell. I am Pastor John McClain, here with the one and only Sean Campbell. Go to, man, I always miss it. what's the website?
CMGsocialmedia.com.
Yeah, go to that one.
We're only five shows in, so.
Yeah, I'll learn it one day.
We'll get there.
Maybe like 1,000 shows from now.
Okay. Yeah. All right, that's a deal.
That's a deal.
That's a deal.
Yeah, I owe you one. All right, we'll be right back.
Welcome back, everybody. I want to thank everybody listening. I get not stopped all the time, but it's been several times these last couple of weeks, John. I'm going to give you a lot of that credit. I mean, people stopping, emailing me.
Half the credit.
I'll
take 30%, because I mean 20%,
I'll give you 60, I'll take 40.
No, I'll take 30, because 20% is you being brave enough to even take the leap, and the other 50%, I mean, we're both here in the booth, you know, doing our thing, just killing the game.
So if
I get arrested for killing the game, you're an accomplice. So just so you
everybody
know.
Loves us, John. Everybody loves us. So what's funny is when Joe mentioned, you know, what we're talking about today, he's like, oh, some people are going to get mad. I kind of want that a little bit, because I want to push the envelope a little bit today. Last week, we did lose three segments of our audienceship. We're not going to bring that up again. Mm-hmm. But we...
Yeah.
Anybody yeah. listen last week? It was.
Sometimes I get a little salty. I get a little crazy.
It was hilarious. It was good stuff.
Well, I'm a funny guy. I can't help it. I'm a comedian at heart. You know, and when it comes to comedy, nothing's off limit.
I was
until
telling
it is until you're canceled.
All week, yeah. Right? Yeah.
I went too far now.
Yeah.
We had a lot of positive feedback. People loved it. So it was great.
This is a great show, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I told you, you know, even when we first, before you even started doing it, there's a need for it.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much need. Yeah. There's so many businesses. Not only is this the largest city per capita for nonprofits, but there's a lot of small businesses in the city with people who have a dream and a hope and a prayer, but have no idea what they're doing.
Right. And I think too often people may write a phenomenal business plan, or they look at the X's and the O's. But I think first and foremost, personally, and this is the topic of today's, is your mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the mindset to get up every day when you're not feeling well, when you just, it's easier to stay in bed for another 20 minutes or hit the snooze, or it's easier to go home, or it's easier to do dot, 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 fill in the blanks.
Or make an excuse for why you didn't
do
that.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. And our first guest, and especially our second guest, Candace Eaton, we all have that mindset, I think, but it's not easy. I mean, this morning, you know, I wanted to stay in bed another 5-10 minutes, but I made myself get up because there's a certain mantra, like what you're talking about in Andres's book, right? Mm-hmm. There's a certain ritual you have every morning. So, Joey, when we talked about mindset for an entrepreneur, what are some of the things you do for yourself, and what are some of the habits that you see both on the successful and non-successful entrepreneur side?
Mm.
You know, as far as the mindset
going back
goes.
To me stalking you, right?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah,
is that,
and he admits it. Good man,
going
good man.
Yeah. I wanted to learn marketing.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
I started up an e-com biz, you know, low risk and things like that. I was stationed in Japan at the time, and you know, obviously, I couldn't talk to the people in the local area.
Mm.
And so, when I knew I was coming to Tucson, I was going to be stationed in Davis Mountain here, not far from here, and so I wanted to learn marketing. I wanted to take it to another level.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to tap into the minds of like who is known in Tucson to be the best marketers in town. Mm-hmm. So
I did. And those guys didn't reply back, but I did.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, yeah, that's all. That's part of being a good marketer.
That's part of the process, right? So,
right.
You know, it didn't just stop with that. You know, like I reached out to everybody that was on this list, and I Googled, you know, who are the marketers and stuff like that. And then I felt like when I reached to Sean, I felt that we had a connection.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, and then we kind of had this relationship for the last going on 6 years now.
Yeah.
Because
cool.
I came to Tucson in 2017, May-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going on 6 years, and man, time's gone by fast.
Yeah.
But
you're having fun,
the rejection, you know, but what I was going with that is like, even though that other people didn't message me, you're going to get rejected a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that requires a certain amount of mindset to keep going after, you know, those rejections. Oh, nobody wants to, you know, talk to me and stuff. Yeah. But that's going to happen because people, they got, you know, their lives.
Right.
They're looking for certain things.
That's interesting that you say that, because my co-host, Andreas, my co-host, not Sean's co-host, which is me, Andreas Ruiz on the Common Good Radio Show, we were talking on the phone earlier, and he's reading a book right now called Looking for the No. Where it just kind of just talks about how like there's just so many people around us that we could be, you know, transacting with, doing business with, partnering with, but we're just like afraid to hear a no from them.
Mm-hmm.
Where we could just go and, you know, reach out to them and see, get that no, either hear the no or hear the yes, one way or the other, not just have them out there in the ether. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a different part of the mindset, but you're absolutely right as far as just like you're either about it or you're not.
I think getting that no, there's two ways that I think you should respond to it. One, let it motivate you, and two, it's like, why did they say no, and how could I improve that so the next time I get a yes?
And then do you just stop because you got told no? You keep going,
right?
Like you said, like you figure that out, you go back to them. No, keep no? Okay, then I'll work on that and I'll come back again.
I tell you what, no's motivate me. Mm-hmm. No's get me fired up. You know, don't get me wrong. I love the yeses. I love, let's go move forward. Mm-hmm. But when someone says a no or somebody says, you know, whatever, that motivates me like crazy.
It's also a true teacher. You know, you won't get, you won't learn a lot from success. You're going to learn more from the no's.
Very true.
That's weird. As we're saying this, it's just like, I almost wanted to say, like, I'm not used to hearing no, but I hear no just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. But usually I think in my head, when I hear one no, I'm hearing no to that, but yes to something else. Mm-hmm. Because, like, it's, I mean, whether it's, you know, everybody that's in this room, short of Joe, I just met him today, you know, probably, you know, I proposed something to them, you know, maybe that then it kind of wasn't palatable. And then I readjusted it and I was like, what about this? And then they said, oh yeah, actually yes to that. Yeah. So where, you know, but I'm a lover of people, a lover of exchange and, you know, probably an unpopular statement. I'm a lover of capitalism. So like when everybody I meet, I'm like, okay, this is an opportunity to build our relationship and me help them grow, them help me grow holistically from a mental, emotional, financial, spiritual standpoint. So, I'm with you, Sean. Like when I hear no, I hear, okay, where's the yes at?
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So what else, Joe? I mean, what else, you know, do you do personally to kind of get yourself in the right demeanor every day?
Well, one of the things that, you know, going into work, having the right mindset, you know, you got to check yourself, is you're also going to attract people with your mindset, even if it's just your own team members, because you pretty much set the tone as an entrepreneur. You set the tone, and then they're going to feed off that too. Even if they're maybe in the, you know, not the greatest mood.
Right.
But if you set the tone and you call them out, like, hey, I'm going to challenge you to, you know, get this energy up. And it takes them a little bit. And I was like, hey, did you get your coffee? Did you, you know, like, we need you high spirited. And in the last 6 months, we've definitely been changing that culture. So when you come in with the right mindset and, hey, this is how you handle it, you know, your team's going to feed off of it too.
For sure. So tell our listening audience one more time how they can plug in, connect with you, and particularly, you know, what does that ideal John Q. Public client look like for you?
John Q. I don't know who John Q. is.
Just, I mean, your perfect, your ideal client, what does that look like?
Oh, like for Code One? Or for Code One is, right now, is an aircraft mechanic with skills, and he's already experienced. And he's ready to get that certification. Mm-hmm. And he's ready to, you know, probably step into the civilian world and start working. So maybe around within a year.
And how can they get a hold of you?
Z@code1mx.com.
Perfect.
Email.
Well, thank you for joining us, Joe.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Marketing Quarter with Sean Campbell, minus Sean Campbell. I'm actually Pastor John McClain filling in for him. He's picking up his son from school, so you can't blame him for that, even though this is Sunday airing, so there's no way that he'd be picking him up from school, but he's picking him up from somewhere, let's say. But I have Andrea Williams with Straightening Pathways here in studios filling in as my co-host, where I'm usually the co-host. Thank you, Andrea.
Hey, hello,
and here
everybody.
We are. Yeah. And if you don't know what Straightening Pathways is, it is a motivational
coach. It's my life coaching business.
Life coaching business. Yes,
yeah, so
exactly.
Helping people take steps toward, you know, where they're meant to be.
And I have a great coach in Andreas Ruiz, but I imagine you are just as amazing of a coach. And like we talked about in the Common Good Radio Show earlier, those who have never considered having a coach or don't even know what a coach is, I would consider it, because it's certainly, whether it's a goal that you're trying to achieve, or you have a hang up that you're trying to get through, or you just need somebody to hold you accountable day to day so you can meet some weight goals, whatever the case may be, having somebody like Andrea or Andreas or anybody else that has a name that starts with an A in your life could be really helpful.
Yeah, and definitely, I just, you know, heard the other day someone was sharing about coaching, and it's like, you know, no great athlete, nobody in business, nobody in life really does anything alone. We all need that motivation. We all need that support to help us move forward. So,
Yeah, for sure. And kind of like in that same vein, the theme of the show today has been mindset. And particularly around the question is, you know, how important is mindset for a small business owner and entrepreneur? And our guest for the second half of the show today is Candace Eaton with C. Eaton Photography. So we'll kind of have you open it up with that conversation, Candace Eaton. And what one, thank you for being here.
Oh, yeah.
On how important is mindset when it comes to being an entrepreneur?
I think it's probably one of the most important things about being an entrepreneur. I mean, like we were talking about earlier, you get a lot of no's when you're running your own business. You have to deal with failure. Like some days it just feels like you're just banging your head on a wall.
Yeah.
And you got to be able to get back up. You got to be able to keep going. You got to be able to get up tomorrow and bang your head on that same wall again, and still have in mind that, you know, the banging the head on the wall doesn't last forever. And it's part of the process, and I got to get through it, and I got to get through the nose, and I got to, you know, I have to trip and fall down and do things wrong to figure out how to do things right in order to progress and become successful. And, you know, for me, it's something that I fight with every day. You know, we were talking about on the break, like I hammer and I hammer and I hammer, and then eventually I start to get burnt out. And, you know, that's all mindset. Like, and I find myself 2-3 times a year, like, I got to stop and spend some time getting my head back in the game and back on track so that, you know, I can just keep running and keep doing what I need to do to be successful.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that, Andrea?
Yeah, I was just thinking as you were mentioning that, you know, how you have to stop. You know, there's a constant process, I think, of reevaluation, you know, of where, you know, whether it's on a daily basis or after a certain period of time, where you have to have some sort of goal that you're pushing towards. I mean, whether that's, you know, earning your paycheck, accomplishing things, you know, changing your business, you know, how do you want things to work, you know, what kind of clients you want to get. You have to constantly be reevaluating and setting those goals so that you have something that keeps pushing you forward. Otherwise, it's so easy, you know, when you get discouraged to just stop, you know. And again, kind of like we were mentioning, you know, with coaching, it's just so important to have the people, you know, around you to support you, to continue to say, hey, you know, it's okay, you're gonna make it. And that feeds into your mindset, you know. So having the right people around you, people that have had success, people who have been through failure, who've had that experience, so that they can breathe that life into you to go, hey, you know, it's okay to take a break sometimes, you know. But again, it's so important to know who the people are that you can trust, and who are that people that you're spending time with do affect your mindset, you know. And I like that book, The Energy Bus, where he talks about energy vampires, you know. Oh, yeah. Where there's the people that kind of are sucking your energy out, and then there's people that are actually, you know, pouring into you positive, you know, energy. So I think, just kind of going on to that topic, it's like, you can't do it alone. You need the right people around you, and the people that are around you do definitely affect your mindset.
What are your ideas? What are your thoughts on that, Candace?
I think that's absolutely true. I mean, I myself have been the person who can suck the life out of people in past lives, in stuff I did before. And, you know, I can be the person that pours into people too. Mm-hmm. And I find the more often I hang around people like you guys, the easier it is to, you know, maintain that mindset and maintain the ability day after day to get up and keep going at it.
Yeah.
Whereas there are people that I know that, you know, like, you gotta really get everything together to go hang out with them. You're like, okay, this person is like this, and it's exhausting, and I gotta, you know, get my wits about me so that they don't suck all the life out of me.
Don't talk about my in-laws like that, but go on, yes.
right. And, but there's people that, like, and we all have those people in our lives where we're like, okay, all right. You don't have to be part of the drama. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to let it suck the life out of you. You just got to sit there and nod and smile. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. And we all know those people. And generally
and I think
speaking,
we've all been those people too, right?
As you're learning on your journey, you kind of,
that is one of those areas where you may trip and go, oh man, I'm actually the problem
here. Oh, yeah. And I mean, like I said, I've been through that myself, you know, where I'm like, oh yeah, I'm that guy. Great. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we'll talk about more on mindset after we get back from the break. This is the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell. I am Pastor John McClain, Sean Campbell's usual co-host. I have our standing co-host here today, Andrea Williams with Straightening Pathways. It's great that she's here because she's definitely like the mindset professional. So we'll talk about mindset and setting your mind when we get back right after the break. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Marketing Corner with yours truly, Sean. I'm just kidding. This is Pastor John McClain, but this is the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell. He is out saving the world right now. He'll be joining you next week. But I have Andrea Williams with Straightening Pathways here joining me to talk about mindset.
Yes.
This has been a really fun segment, hasn't it?
It's one of my favorite topics.
Yeah. And we have Candace Eaton with C. Eaton Photography, which how can people get a hold of you if they want to? I don't think we've mentioned that yet.
We have not. I have a couple of phone numbers. The local one is 520-440-2167. They can just give me a call. Nice. Or they can check out my website at www.ceatonphotography.com.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Simple.
And I've said it before, I will say it again. In my opinion, she's the best photographer in Tucson.
Thank you.
So if you want some really good shots, you want someone who really thinks out what they're doing, captures great light, really, really captures the moment, I would certainly consider checking out seatonphotography.com, right?
Yep.
Before we went to break, we were talking about how important mindset is for a small business owner, for an entrepreneur. And realistically, I mean, it seems like the conversation evolved, just how important mindset is. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I know a big thing Andreas talks about regularly is on the Common Good radio show that I co-host with him is you are the makeup of the top five people you hang out with. So if you're hanging out with five people that are really down in the dumps and negative and always insulting people and beating up old people, then you're probably going to be doing that as well. So it's really important with, you know, who you surround yourself with, the type of, you know, energy that you take in. And, you know, it's really important the type of energy that you put out, because you're going to gravitate the type of energy that you're putting out. And definitely, I think it was Les Miles I heard said, the way you set your mind is the way your mind will be set.
That's good.
And another thing that he says is if you can hold it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. So like this, a lot of people don't realize, and it's weird. It's kind of like one of those fundamental things that we should have learned in elementary school, that your thoughts make things happen.
Yes.
So if I say, right, when I said 3 years ago, I'm going to have a syndicated radio show on many different stations with many listeners, a lot of different supporters, and it's going to be put, you know, us on the map to be able to highlight all the this amazing stuff we do, here we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think in a lot of ways, you know, we are all here in the studio right now, including our good friend Ed, who's our photographer, because we set our mind to something and we made it happen.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think for sure, for me, even a couple of years ago, I never would have guessed that, you know, I would have started a business, that I would be doing something that I love, you know, is just like a dream, you know, but it all started with laying out some goals and then really digging into myself and trying to figure out, okay, what is it that, you know, I've been given this personality, I have these gifts, you know, what needs to be developed? What am I going to focus my time on? Mm-hmm. And then just starting simply to actually run after those goals. And then the cool thing is sometimes just the opportunities would come, you know, I've had some failures, but the name of the game has been to, even with those failures, to stop. I'm very introspective, take that time, try and figure out where things went wrong, and then get up and start going again. And not to just focus on that negativity, you know, but to go, okay, so, and I say that knowing that sometimes that is a hard thing, you know, after you feel like you've had a good, nice failure, you know, mm-hmm. to just kind of dust yourself off and be willing to take another risk again and go, okay, you know, this is not who I am, this failure. I'm not going to identify that as who I am, but now mm-hmm. I'm going to go forward into this next step. You know, I'm going to take a risk, because if we don't take risks in life, I mean, it would just be so boring, right? Mm-hmm, and that really, it's like where we step outside of what we can see sometimes.
And I guess I'll turn the question to you, Candace. What's like some advice you'd give to someone either wants to get into entrepreneurship or a brand new entrepreneur about a way they need to adjust their mind to one, have the confidence to know that they can do it, or two, have the confidence to know that they can be successful in it?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Is it a tough one? Curveball?
Yeah. Because like that's kind of a process I'm going through right now. Mm-hmm. Like when I started my business, I walked into work one day and told my boss, look, I'm out in a month. I'm done with this industry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've had enough of y'all. And walked away and going, what am I going to do? Oh, I guess I'm going to start a business. Here we go. I just sort of dumbed my way into it. I hadn't had any failures yet. I hadn't had like in this particular business
sure.
per se. Mm-hmm. I hadn't had any failures yet. I hadn't tripped and fallen and just smashed my face on the floor. Mm-hmm. And it was just sort of, like I said, dumb. Mm-hmm. I could do this. I know I can. And that's kind of how I got through my first year of business. And I was like, holy cow, look at that. It happened. Mm-hmm. And as I get further into it, and it's like, okay, now I have to grow. And I have to do a little bit more than I did last year, and a little mm-hmm. bit more, and a little yeah. bit more. And that goal starts getting bigger and bigger mm-hmm. and more imposing. Mm-hmm. And that's when I'm really running into these blocks where I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I can do that. Mm-hmm. And I have to, you know, like I said, step back, take a look at it and like reassess it and reassess my mindset and figure out like, why am I looking at that thing and going, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if I was going to tell someone who wanted to go out on their own and wanted to be an entrepreneur, I tell people all the time, like, jump. If you're standing at the deep end, jump. If you're scared, jump scared.
Mm-hmm.
If you're nervous, jump nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's never going to be a time where it's 100%. You're never going to be 100% ready. You're never going to have everything 100% yeah. set mm-hmm. up in a perfect plan that's going to execute perfectly every single time. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to crash and burn.
Yeah.
Jump. Do it. Like, go for it. And then, but you have to go for it knowing that you're going to skin your knees.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna crash and burn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. It's really, really hard. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
Yeah.
Like, there's a, I can't even remember the name of the movie, and it might be mildly inappropriate, but he makes a comment about, if you're going to run a marathon, you're going to have to put some Band-Aids on your nipples.
Yeah, like, I can't remember what movie that is either, but I remember that line for like, sure. Absolutely.
You're going to end up with skinned knees. You're going to have bruises. It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
So like, expect that.
Mm-hmm.
Expect that. Like, you know, when you see all these successes or overnight successes or, you know, whatever, like, you don't see the behind the scenes. You don't see the 10 years that it took them to get where they're at. You don't see when they were broke, living in their car, living in their parents' garage, you know, doing all the stuff we go through in this process.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see that. Yeah. They don't have that on their social media. They don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't put it out there for everyone to look at, because that's the dirty work. That's the hard work that we all got to do, you know?
Yeah. So, the two pieces of advice it seems like you're giving is, one, go. Just because the best time to do it is now. And two, prepare for sacrifices and for struggles.
Yeah. Yep.
I definitely don't think that no matter what, how good you may be, how talented you are, what business you're going to get in, that you're not going to have any troubles. That is just going to be all daisies and rainbows, because it's likely not. I mean, I think it's safe to say it's not going to be
right
like that at all. I mean, I think all of us in our respective preneurships have had failures, all different type of failures, even the things that were most successful. I'll speak for myself with veteran rescue mission and helping homeless veterans. I love the work quite a bit, but I know for years I had to go in my pocket to pay for stuff just because it's either that or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I was thinking about that word confidence. You know, I don't know that you start out really with confidence in anything, right? I've been spending a lot of time just thinking about sports these days. And, you know, it's so true that people see the end result, right? They see all the chiseled muscles and they see the winning games, you know. They see the success that you've gotten after so much work and sacrifice, I like that word, has been put in. And so the name of the game is really, I mean, if you can plan, you know, try and make a plan for what you want to do. Take the time and then start chipping away. But then at some point, it is just all about jumping off that deep diving board and just going, okay, like, I'm going to do this now because this is kind of what I set my mind out to do. There really is no perfect time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And to confidence, like, you're not confident before you do it.
Right, exactly.
You do it and then you get confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely something I tell my boys regularly, like 10 years from now or 5 years from now, you'll look back at all the successes you'll have and you'll have more successes because you'll know that I can do this because I did it.
Mm-hmm.
But until you do it, you're not going to be able to have those successes to look back at. So stop giving up on stuff. But this is the Marketing Corner with Sean Campbell and his co-host, John McClain. We have Candace Eaton with Seaton Photography here in studio with us. If you haven't checked out seatonphotography.com, please do. She's the best photographer in town. I'm here with Andrea Williams with Straightening Pathways. Check out A. Williams.
No. Check out Andrea Williams. You can go just email me at WILANDREA.